This is one of the last, if not the last, times I face this congregation. I've gotten up here for the last 5 years and read something that I thought reflected the church and its beliefs. I never really felt like I was doing what I wanted to do. I was doing what I thought you wanted me to do. I was poised and eloquent. I always felt as if I was trying too hard to seem like I was preaching deep UU values. I never felt that it gave a correct insight of the youth, or myself especially. Don't worry, I'm still going to sound relatively intelligent. It will just be a little more relaxed and casual, because that's who I am. I have played softball for more than half my life. It means so much to me, and it's such a fantastically important outlet. The funny thing is, I cannot explain why. I can't tell you how I feel when I make a third out tag at home plate or the ball hits the sweet spot of the bat and I know it isn't hitting the ground till it's sailed far beyond the fence. The closest comparison I can think of is probably summiting Mount Everest. I've never done that, but I can imagine. In sports, you need to be balanced because usually if you fall down, you're doing something wrong. Me being a catcher, I need to have balance because if I fall down, the other team will tally up a few points. Once, my dad and I were sitting in the living room watching TV, and I flexed my foot. He kept looking at it weird, like something was wrong. I thought it was a bug, so I jerked my leg. When nothing was wrong, I questioned him, and he told me I had very muscular ankles. A weird thing to say to your daughter. Yes, the most important thing for a softball catcher is balance. Balance comes from my defined ankle muscles. If I could show you all the way I have to squat, you'd think I had rubber bones like the mom from The Incredibles. Trust me, I'm not. My feet have to be flat and pointed forward, and I have to have them more than shoulder length apart. Do that right now. Don't squat because it hurts. Just look down at your feet and imagine doing that while squatting in 80, 90 degree weather in a full suit of armor at 6 in the morning in a town in Massachusetts that you can't pronounce, but you wouldn't have it any other way. I have to be a big wall and stop every pitch. And I have to be small so the umpire can see the whole strike zone. I have to be able to squat and sway and jump and dive. A lot of physical balance that, despite being extremely inflexible, I have no problem with. There is more to sports than that, however. There's a mentality you need to have in sports, in anything, really. It's drive for perfection, plus the recognition that no one is perfect. It's like that saying, if you're not first, you're last. But instead, it's if you're not first and you're not last, then you're somewhere in the middle, and that's okay. It's been hard to admit, but I struggle with that balance. Because I could have stood up here today, big head on my shoulders, and said, I'm the best doggone softball player out there. I'm going to be in the 2020 Olympics and probably most likely bring home gold for the U.S. That's simply not true. I pride myself in my talent, yes. I have also gotten much better at acknowledging that in some aspects of the game, I'm just average. My throws aren't always accurate. My swing isn't always on. People have bad days. And this state of mind is applicable to more than just softball. I'm applying it right now in front of all of you. I applied at school, something I didn't do before. I do not have straight A's anymore. I settle for a few B's, because in the end, I'm the only one who cares as much as I do. I can strive to be the best and give it my all, but if I fall short, that doesn't automatically mean I'm the worst. People like to be the best, to stand up in a crowd, have everyone look at them, and think that they are blessed to be in their presence. Over time, you learn that you're not always going to be what everybody expects. And sometimes you expect way more of yourself than everyone else. Maybe you're exceeding everyone's expectations, you're just not meeting your own. Everyone holds themselves to higher standards than the rest of the world does. In a softball game, you can hit a double, bases loaded, and get in two runs. A few years ago, I would do that, but then I would stand at second and think, if I had hit a triple, we would have gotten three runs. Now, I can see the bigger picture. Now, I have that balance of my head, in my head of, that was a good hit, and next time, smack one way over their heads. It's a subtle harmony in my mind. I'm playing to impress. I do impress. But if I don't do something amazing, nobody hates me. And I shouldn't hate myself. You should not hate yourself.